Faithful, that's our God. I want to thank Norman and Constance from Boynton Beach making a $50 donation. We're adding that in this morning. That's all going to, of course, go to the matching funds that we have going on this morning. We have a caller online. We have other lines that are open. This is the last day of prayer and share for just joining in. And this is the time where we look to raise our operational budget for the next 6 months. We are right now $78,306 to go. But thank the Lord, we've raised $146,694. But we do have a little over $75,000 still raised today. And so we are trusting God, and we're asking you, will you prayerfully consider making that call this morning? We need a lot of phone calls, a lot of donations of every size. And of course, we started the morning with two very generous donations. One coming in from Jim and Julie, a $10,000 gift, and also from Jim Higgins Jr., a $10,000 donation. So we have $20,000 in matching funds this morning. We are going to need several $1,000 donations as we move through the day. Maybe there are some listening today that would be able to make a $2,000 or a $5,000 or a $10,000 donation. We have a very big God. God is faithful. And regardless of what's going on in the world, the Word of God must still go out. Very important.
Amen.
David, give those phone numbers.
I will. 772-221-1100 is the number to call. 772-221-1100.
So that leaves us with our gifts already coming in this morning. We have moved off the $20,000. We have $18,550 remaining. We are making huge progress. Looking for your call. There's a caller calling in. We have other lines that are open and available. We're looking for you all to put us to work today. Little drippy out this morning. Did get out and stretched a bit and walked up the street. And the coffee stand is selling coffee this morning. And looks like we might have a little wet road out there. Watch your driving as you're out on the road today. And keep your eyes on Jesus. And I know today, in order for us to get where we need to go with our income for this budget, we're going to need to be very busy. And so would you make that call? Let us know what the Lord's put on your heart. If you do not have the money to give this morning, of course, you can make a pledge. And that takes very little time. You can just leave your name and the amount with us. We'll get a note back to you and just confirm, and have an envelope there if you want to give by check or you want to give online. However you want to do that, call us. We will be here once we get through prayer and share, God willing. And again, Norman and Constance, thank you so much for that $50 donation, and they are from Boynton Beach. So we're going to add that that 50 in, and that's brought us to $18,550. So we already are off and running this morning, and that is the way the whole day needs to be, with a lot of phone calls. And so give us a call. Let us know what the Lord has put in your heart. The way we're going to do the matching funds, we're splitting it up into $5,000 blocks. And so, for example, like right now, we're $3,550 away from meeting that first $5,000 match. And so as soon as we've raised the first $5,000, we're going to add a $5,000 in from the funds that have been made available. And so you may say, well, I don't have $1,000 to give. I don't have $500 to give. I certainly don't have $10,000 to give. But whatever you give will be matched up. So maybe you have $5 a month that you could give. And that's very easy to set up either with your bank or else on a credit card, debit card, however you might want to do that. And we do have some people that occasionally will send us a bunch of checks, and say six checks, and those, each check is for the monthly donation. They're dated for those months for the first, and then we just process those on the first day of the month. That's another easy way for you to do that if you so desire to do that. All right, we have Diane from Fort Pierce. Thank you, Diane, so much from Fort Pierce, making a $100 donation. That helps us greatly, and that brings us to $18,000. Let's see, we are, yes, $18,450. My brain is getting stuck here this morning. $18,450, and so we thank you very much for that donation, and we need many donations this morning. This is going to help us a great deal. That's going to be matched up. We have really the two Jims. We have Jim Higgins, Jr., and he has surgery today, so lift up Jim Higgins, Jr., going in for surgery. Not sure what that's about, but we know that it's about trusting God. That we know.
Amen, yes.
And then Jim and Julie as well. Jim and Julie, Jim has had some surgery, and this has to do with his retina, and very serious. And I believe it requires having his head down a great deal, so this is not an easy recovery. But we pray for a total recovery and full restoration, and ask the Lord for strength over these days of healing in Jesus' name. Diane, again, we thank you for your donation, $100. We just added that in. That brings us to $18,450. And so this is exactly how we're going to move through the day, as the Lord provides through you. We may have some listeners that have never given before that would say, I'm ready to give. How do I get started? Well, we are looking to build our Gideon's Army, David, and Gideon's Army is simply a dollar a day. It's $30 a month. It's only a six-month period of time, because every 6 months we come back to raise the next 6 months. And so it ends up being $180 over 6 months. Some people prefer to pay that all at one time. Others prefer to pay that monthly. However, the Lord might want to encourage you to do that. Well, here we have our friends down at Grace Air, and they're renewing their $140 a month. And so we want to thank them for that. And that is $840 that we're going to be able to bring in. Jackie, we say a big hello to you. And sorry, just been too busy to set something up on the clock, but on the schedule. But we are looking forward to having Jackie come back and see if we can get some air into our back mechanical area. We have a lot of equipment in the back room, and for some reason we just do not have airflow out of those vents. And we have plenty of airflow in here in the studio, but we don't have airflow back there. So $840, we will add that in, and that is going to help us tremendously this morning. That is going to bring us to $17,610, and moving us along very quickly, just as we need to move. So, Jackie, thank you so much for your call. We thank God for you, for your ministry. And I know that you do minister wherever you go. You're sharing Christ. And also for your business, and you are a business partner. We needed new AC here at WCNO back maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And Jackie and his team came in and did an awesome job. It's cool enough here to turn our plastic plants, as we have fall, to turn the leaves on the plastic plants, which, is a serious condition when your plastic plants start turning colors. That's because right. It's so cold. But the ladies come in and put on sweaters and such forth, and we thank God, and so it's been great. And Karen, we talk about this, but Grace Air, when they worked in our station, they kept everything neat and tidy. Yes. And clean.
Yes.
And when they left, I don't know, the floor may have been even, they may have found one spot that wasn't there before they came. They did just an amazing job. So anyone that's looking for retro, updates, renewal, I believe they do some AC work in Martin, but I think a lot of their work's down in Palm Beach County. But you can give them a call, and maybe I can get a phone number for them. But anyhow, you can go to our website. Good place to find them. Go to our website and look at our ministry partners and business partners, and you'll see them right there. And so thank you very much, Jackie, for the call this morning and for your partnership with us. That is a huge blessing. Huge blessing. All right, Karen, let's get the phone numbers out. We need to keep those phones ringing. We have all lines open at this very moment.
Yes, that number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
All right, this next song is a song that's going to kind of set a pace for the day. We're going to be looking to pull some songs in today that just remind us of God's faithfulness, and that is so important. Karen, you were talking earlier in reference to the noise that the enemy makes.
That's right.
The enemy likes to make a lot of noise.
That's right.
Spewing out
threats, just like Saul used to do before he
just
became
like that.
The Apostle Paul.
But our faith and trust is in God.